truth is I have a lot of trepidation over this year. Last couple of shiurim we spoke about the different tzaddikim and the emunas. The emunas of the tzaddikim which they gave to us, the gifts of tzaddikim. And on some level we were able to see that there was somewhat of an evolution of emuna. It began with Avraham Avinu, and he understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Derech HaChakira, by investigating and contemplating godliness, and the Messiah he created for Yitzchak, and the Emunah Tmimah of Yaakov, all the way down throughout the Doros to the other great tzaddikim. There's another aspect about the evolution of Emunah which pertains to that on a broader scope, and that is that every single door which goes by, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfecting the world more and more. I think I may have told you that I was once in a taxi in Eretz Yisrael, and we got into a conversation about Hashem, Mashiach, and he said to me, "Ata ma'amin she'ba'olam kazeh she'yeh Mashiach?" This is the door that Mashiach is going to come in. Look at the people, look at the Senas Chinam, look at this, look at that. And the truth is that somebody who looks at the world with a very superficial perspective doesn't see necessarily the groundwork for the coming of Mashiach. But in the sense of premius, every single generation, every door which goes by, Dar Horlech V'Dar Ba, is Hashem perfecting the world more and more in the world, the premius world, in the inner world. That's why to many Mashiach will be a surprise. As the Pasuk says, Pisom Yavo Adon Halechala. It'll be like, whoa, like, where did that come from? But in truth, to the people who have the eyes, the spiritual eyes to see and to know and to understand, and they learn the Torahs of the Tzaddikim, they're able to understand how it is that the world is constantly in a state of perfection, although we may not see it. So hopefully we'll be able to explain in Mitzvah Hashem this concept somewhat, and to understand how that could be so. The real perfection which is taking place, the constant evolution of the world, as Hashem brings it to its state of perfection, is particularly in the area of Emunah. This is the sod about which the Pasuk says, as we've quoted before. It says, Va'ad dor vador emunasa. Yitayv Hashem la'olam chazdo. His tov and his chesed is eternal. Va'ad dor vador emunasa, which means every single generation which goes by, is for the perfection of his emunah. The evolution of his emunah. And David HaMelech says elsewhere in Kapitel Peitas, the dor vador idea emunas chabafi. In every generation, I will reveal, I will make known your emunah. And that doesn't mean that every generation which goes by, David HaMelech, will declare Hashem's emunah the same way. It means that there's a chiddush in every generation. In every generation, the emunah in Hashem, the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perfects itself. So the dor v'dor odia emunascha b'fi means every generation which goes by, there's new reason to speak about you. We can speak about you in a deeper way. We can speak about you in a more profound and enlightened way, to understand your achdus better. So that's the pshat, the dor v'dor, idea emunascha b'fi. This idea of evolution of emunah, with marum is in the Gemara. The Gemara says, at least one Gemara, Gemara says that the six Sidrei Mishnah all come from a pasuk which is Meramz on them. Emunah sitecha choisen yeshuos. So the Gemara says emunas, but the word emunas in that pasuk is a remez to Seder's Zrayim. And Tosfos really deals with the question of what's the connection between emunah and Zrayim. on a deeper level, the idea is that emuna is like a zera. When you plant it, it's very tiny. But if you water it and you give it sunlight, then it grows. And it grows into a tree. And those trees, they produce peros. The idea of emuna and the evolution of emuna is much like a tree. There are certain things which one builds. There's binyan. And then there's an eight, there's a tree. And there's a very big difference between the two. A structure you can build in a very quick matter of time. But it doesn't give any peros, it's not alive, it's dead. Whereas a tree is a living being, and it grows, and it has what to offer, and it's eternal, because it'll produce seeds which will produce more trees. There's much more hana, a deeper sense of hana that one gets from a binyan. This is the idea of emuna, that like a zera, that it grows. It's constantly in a state of growth. You find this lashon of emuna by growth, particularly in the Megillah Esther. It says that Mordechai raised Esther, and the lashon of the Megillah is Vayehi Omein Es Hadassah. The Megillah describes the raising of Esther as Omein, raising her. The raising of a child is much like the sprouting of a seed, the growth of a tree. And in fact, her name is Hadassah, which is a type of a flower. So there's a remnant to the idea that a person is like a tree which grows, and that's called Omein, which, by the way, just with Derech Avoda, teaches us that the Iker growth of a child is in his strengthening of his emunah. A very important point in Chinuch, but just with Derech Avoda B'chlam, as we'll get to in a moment. The fact that we refer to other people in Torah as being trees, we find them in the Meraglim, when they were coming into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe says, take a look and see, Hayesh ba'etzim ayin, is there a tree there or not a tree there? So Chazal say that that's a reference to Eov. Eov is called a tree. And of course, all the Mefarshim, especially by Tu B'Shvat, they discuss the Pasuk in Shoftim, which says, Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh. That a man is referred to a tree. That he grows. And the real growth of a person is in the arena of emunah. The growth in emunah. That's the real growth. Halachas which a person learns, that's called binyan. He builds himself. Every single day he learns new halachas, which is he can build himself with more Torah which he amasses. But emunah is something which one learns and it has to seep in and it causes a person to grow as a person. It's a very big difference. Rav Kook has a section in Oros called Zaronim, which I guess is appropriate to this theme. And he has many beautiful pieces about the idea of Emunah. And here, in other places as well, he makes reference to this evolution of Emunah. He writes, Mit Kufa lit Kufa, from one Kufa to the next Kufa in our history. Holeches umisbareres hata'arovis shel Emunas ha'icha ha'tahira. That we go when we're mevira, we separate that which mixes in with the emunas hayichud hatzahara, the pure, perfect emuna in the oneness of Hashem, im machashchi ha'akshama, with all of the choshech, the darkness of the physical world, which wishes to conceal that, or how the physical world is part of that emuna. And he refers to this in other pieces as well. As we go through this, it'll probably become clear why it is that we find that in the earlier generations, by the Gaonim and by the Rambam, that when they referred to Emunah and Hashkacha and in Yonim and Emunah, they spoke about Hashkacha Klalius, many more broader concepts of Emunah and the understanding of Hashem than we do in this generation. As we go through this, it'll become clear that this is all part of the evolution of Emunah. Myself first off Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu showered them with Nisan. 10 Makos, 250 Nisan Bavayam, the miracles in the Midbar. And those miracles continued up until the first Beis HaMikdash. Chazal say every single day there were 10 Nisan b'chol yom in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a time in the Tekufa of Klai Yisrael where there were many Nisan. And already when it came time to the second Beis HaMikdash, those nisim had gone away. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't as nearly as deep and as profound as the first Beis HaMikdash. The Aron HaKodesh wasn't even there. And now we live in this tkufa, which is before the third Beis HaMikdash, where we live in a state of Hester Panim, where we don't see any nisim at all. I remember having conversations with a particular friend, and I've heard this more than once. And he's commented to me and said to me, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just do one nes? Just do one nes. Just show yourself like you did one time in the history of our people. Where you showed your face, you showed your strength, and then everybody will come running. How come you don't just show us those nesim like you did ages ago? But the truth is that if we take a look at our history and we see the decline in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nesim, it has to do again with this idea of the evolution of Emunah. When Klai Yisrael was beginning our following after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he took us as a people, so there was a need to impress. There was a need to impress. A person who has very small das, like a child. A child is very impressed by nisim. They're impressed by magic tricks. They're impressed by things which are out of the ordinary. You can catch a child's attention as he gets used to this world. It was important in the beginning of the process of taking Klai Yisrael as a nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should impress upon them that there's a bayrut in this world and that he intervenes in this world. That's what the Nisim of Mitzrayim did. Right? They believed that there was a God. They believed that there was a bayre, but they had not seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he did the Nisim of Mitzrayim and he said, hi, this is me, I'm Hashem, and I play a role in the Hanhaga of this world. And therefore, all the Yomim Tovim, which come from this Yetzias Mitzrayim, culminating with Shavuos, which is Matan Torah, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, they all have to do with Yomim Tovim based on the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, B'derech Nes, the Nisim by Matan Torah, the Nisim by Pesach, the Anani HaKavod of Sukkot. These are the Yomim Tovim which were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Shalom Aleichem, I'm in the world, and I play a role in guiding the world to its purpose. That was a very important part of our history. But yet, even still, that's not the Shlemus of Emunah. What that showed is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he intervenes to make sure that certain things happen in this world. But we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the life of each Yachid and in the life of all the nations of the world on a daily basis. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of Bnei Yisrael in a way l'mala min ha-teva, but that's it. And Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos commemorate, we celebrate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a manhig. He's a bari and he's a manhig in this world. That's why those days are called Yemeinu Urayach, the Pasuk refers to the Mass. That when Klai Yisrael was in a state of Narus, it was important to impress upon them through Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here and that he plays an active role. How does a person make that part of his own personal life? Does that mean that when a person sees Nisim, he's going to change his daily life? Or does that just mean that Hashem is there? But we don't know exactly how to define how much more he's there than he really is. It's not going to change a person's life. But in the beginning of our history, that was an important idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's a manhig in this world, and I'm involved. But as the maturity process increased, and we came to the second Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't a need for Nisim as much. We already had seen those Nisim, and we had been accustomed to the fact of knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig, and that he operates in a way which is l'mala min ha-teva. But if a Jew thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only present in a way which is l'mala min ha-teva, then he doesn't really understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just there when he shows things which are nisim, which are higher than the natural order. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know that he's there in a much deeper way as well. And so therefore the absence of nisim in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu removing himself. It is that once Bnei Yisrael had made a kinyan already on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has impressed upon us that he is here in this way, it was time to reveal himself to Bnei Yisrael in a deeper way. Which is that I don't just force the Teva to do what I wanted to do when I decide to show myself. That even within the Teva, I operate and I'm manhig the world in a way which you don't even see that I'm being manhig the world and running this world. This is why the Chanukas Habayis of the second Beis HaMikdash. And the birth of the second Beis HaMikdash came on the heels of Purim and Chanukah. Purim is not a nes where we commemorate something which was out of the ordinary. Purim, of course, is a nes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the events of the world for B'nai Yisrael in a way which they couldn't detect within the Teva itself, within the natural order. There's no commemoration of anything which is out of the ordinary. And the same thing is true by Chanukah. Chanukah was a tremendous nes. The real nes of Chanukah was that a handful of tzaddikim, Kohanim Gedolim, Talmid HaChachamim, could go wage war against hundreds of thousands of Greeks and overcome them. Now, they weren't shooting fireballs from their eyes or doing anything which is totally out of the ordinary. They were fighting in a natural way. They picked up swords and they fought battles in a way where they won supernaturally but within the natural order. And the fact that there's a nes of the Neros was the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, by the way, don't forget that the same way that I was present in the first place of Mikdash, I'm also present now. Don't think that the absence of Nisim is because I'm getting any older. I'm not getting any older. You're getting older. You're getting more mature. There's no need to have extraordinary Nisim. I've already shown you that face. Now it's time to show you that within the Teva, and you should make a kinyan on that, that I'm here, I'm present, and I run the world in a way mysteriously you don't even see how I'm operating this world. That was the gift of Purim and Chanukah. As we grew older, Haman didn't understand that. And Chazal say the reason why Haman, that he persuaded Ahasuerus to try to wipe away the Bnei Yisrael, is because he took a look at the absence of the Nisim from the first base of Mikdash, and the fact that the Bnei Yisrael have been in Galut for 7 years, and he said, Elohim Shel Yisrael Yashenu, the God of the Jewish people, he's sleeping. Or he's getting older, his yashness, he's getting older now. He's slowed down. That's a Chazal Dashan on the words Tachas Yisrael. Yeshno Am Echad. Yeshno is a Lashem Yashin. Either sleeping or he's getting old. Now's our chance, he said. What he didn't understand is not that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get older. Ani Hashem lo shanisi. I don't get older, Hashem says. I'm not getting sleepier. It's that you're getting older, which means that you're getting more mature, B'nai Yisrael. There's no need to treat you like a child needs to be treated. He didn't understand the evolution of Emunah. See, a Rasha looks at the world, a person who's an Ish Chitzoni, he doesn't see the evolution of Emunah in the world. He sees a decline in the world when he sees what's going on the surface. He still sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in terms of Nisim and the Huha, where really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reveal just to the degree of his depth of involvement in this world, of his presence in this world. That Haman didn't understand. And as a simon to that, right, that's why Haman was hung on a tree, on an eitz. Because an eitz represents the evolution of Emunah. The fact that a zera sprouts, and already at that time, that zera, of which the pasuk says from Bnei Yisrael Ach Mitzrayim, that Hashem took you be'eretz loy zeruah, there was not yet planted that seed of Emunah yet. Already that seed had sprouted to a tree. It already was more developed. And on that tree of Emunah, which was now grown from Bnei Yisrael, that's the tree that Haman was hung on that tree of Emunah. And in our Shurim and Purim, we quote it many times, that Haman was hung on a tree which was Nun Amahai. And we said that Nun Amah is the Osios Emunah. He was hung on an eighth of Emunah, Nun Amah. Because the evolution of Emunah from that seed of Eretz Leizaruah, that Emunah's Zeus Hated Zion, was not already by the Tkufa, the second Mason Mikdash, there's already a tree. And that tree of Emunah is where Haman was hung. Coming to the third base of Mikdash, which is the time which we're living in, which is the Hachana for the third base of Mikdash. The third base of Mikdash is already the preparation for a revelation of Hashem's Emunah, which is even higher than the first and second base of Mikdash. As the Zayar says, that the first and second base of Mikdash was destroyed because they were built bidin. But the third base of Mikdash will be niskayim forever because it will be built by Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Let's understand exactly what it means that it will be built by Kadosh Baruch Hu himself and how this refers to the idea of Emunah. You know, we see a very puzzling thing in the first Ani Mamin. We say Ani Mamin b'Emuna Shleima, Shehabori Yisparach Shabori, Hu Borei U'Manheg, that he's the creator of the world and that he runs the world. Hu Asa Osa V'Yasa V'Chol HaMasa, that he does, has done, and will do everything which does. What exactly does that mean? Furthermore, we have a machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Gemara Sukkah. How the Beis Hamikdash will be built? Will it be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rashi says? Or will it be built by Basar V'Dam, like Tosfos says? But in truth, and this is really where the final Makid HaPatish of Emunah will be revealed, is that as Emunah gets deeper and deeper, as we've seen it already, as we've described it, that it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu being out there and his intervention in the world, towards his orchestrating things within the world. As we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting deeper in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes deeper and deeper into the world, into the places of which we associate as being the most far from it. The farthest, farthest things which are away from it. Already by Avram Avinu, he had said, as Rashi quotes it in Chayim Sarah, that Avram Avinu refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokei Haaretz. As he says, not only did I, before I came along, Hashem was only called Elohei HaShamayim. He was out there. Everybody said HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being way out there. Clearly, there's a creator, but whatever he does in this world is from a distance. And Avraham Avinu showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world, he's present, he's an active player in this world. So we can call him Elokei Haaretz. The final movement of Emunah, deeper, deeper into this world, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking Emunah and his presence into the places in this world which are the most rachav, which we would associate him from. Which is where? Which is into the depth of the klipos, into the depth of Avodah Zarah. And more importantly, into a person's own bechira. A person's own bechira, which is the place which Hashem said, which is you have a choice to make. And as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I stay back from that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show that I even exist within a person's own bechira. That I'm an active participant in a person's bechira itself. Now, it's not something which we can particularly understand yet. It's something which the neshama understands. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in everything which exists in this Bria, even the places which are most rachuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means in a person's own emunah that Hashem is there, and together with our own decisions, He's involved in every decision which we make, every decision which is made in all history. The revelation of Hashem within the Bechira is the greatest manifestation of emunah. And therefore that means that everything which a person uses Bechira to say about it, this is Gali, that's Gali, all the shmutz that a person uses Bechira for, Hashem is there too. That's the revelation that's called the Or Shel Mashiach, which is the Or of the Shleimus HaEmunah. This idea about the third Beis HaMikdash being built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, built by Basar Adam, Rashi, Tosfos, both are right. Man will build it, it will be built by the man. But when man builds it, it will be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if a person understands that everything which I do, inside the mensch himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, everything which the mensch does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is participating in that, that's called Hashem is doing it too. That's not a stira, it's not a machlok as Rashi Tosfos. When man builds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there building with him. He's inside of the mensch. And so therefore, the fact that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout history as going from out there into the world and deeper and deeper, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is not felt in the outer world is not a symbol to Hashem's absence from the world. It's a symbol to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence has gone deeper within the person. Whereas in previous generations you were able to look out there and to find the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nowadays if a person wants to find the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to look within himself. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within himself, in his own bechira, in his heart. You'll find Hashem in your soul and in your life. That's the light of Mashiach Tzipeh. That's the light of the final one. That's what we mean when we say in Yishtabach, we say, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ribon Kol HaMasim, that He's the master of all action. This is the idea of a Hu Asa Osa V'Yasa L'Chol HaMasim. He's involved in everything which takes place in this world. Everything which goes on is B'Hashkacha. Why? Because He's involved in it. And the reason why He's involved in it is because He is it. It's not just that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is an important point, was out there now visiting this place called the world. Like he was in Shemayim, which is where he belonged, and then he came into this world as a visitor, And now he's getting deeper. No. The emuna, the shleimus emuna, is that everything which exists in this world is just living in him. It's no more that there's a boire and he also is manhig. It's all one thing. He's the boire and he's the manhig because everything is him. Everything which exists is within him. And this is the idea as to why the Beis HaMikdash has many names. But the final name that we refer to as the Beis HaMikdash is called the Beis HaBechira. The reason why it's called the Beis HaBechira is not only because it's the chosen place. It's because it represents the fact that within each and every person's own Bechira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself there. That's why it's called the House of Bechira. That even within one's Bechira, in the person's own Cheiris, which is where the Lashon Bechira comes from, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there as well. And this is the secret of Uvacharta B'chaim. To choose life, which means to choose the fact, to understand that in your Bechira, the secret of all life, which is Hashem, you rest there and He's present there. That Har Chayriv, which means a deserted place, which where the Torah was given, the word Chayriv will turn into Boicher. Because the whole process of Torah, the giving of the Torah, is in order to build the Bechira, to understand the Bechira properly. Which means understanding the shlemus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in a person's choices. That Hashem exists everywhere. This is what we say in Eicha. We say, Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. The Mashiach is called Ruach HaPeinu. Ruach HaPeinu means that every breath which I take, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is present there. That He's my life source. Kol HaNeshama T'Halulka. The idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu is so present in my life that He's in every breath which I take, He's present. That's the revelation of Mashiach, and why it's called Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. Therefore, knowing this teaches us that the final revelation of Emuna throughout all the generations is the Hakara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere and in everything. Which means that everything which a person says or does, what a person says about it, this is Hashem doing it, and I'm a Kabbalah. And I accept it as being from Hashem. Not just like when Hashem, when He makes Nisim in Mitzrayim, oh, that's Hashem doing it. But if He's not making Nisim in Mitzrayim, that's not Hashem. The revelation of this life of Emuna as it evolves teaches a person more and more that even within the Teva, that everything which we do, which we say, Hashem is involved there, and it's all coming from Hashem. Which is why tzaddikim, when they hear when people talking to each other, whatever they see, they always see it as Hashem speaking to them. Just casual conversations. That's Hashem talking. That's not just this person talking. Every word which a person says, Hashem is talking to me in that language which tzaddikim understand what it means for it. That's how tzaddikim live. They live by their emuna. Tzaddik b'emuna so yechya. They live by the emuna, which means they live by Hashem's emuna. The fact that Hashem is everywhere and in everything and always involved and always giving life, creating everything anew. Cook writes in a beautiful piece in Zeronim. He writes that Talmid Chachamim have a hard time getting in to understanding Hashem properly. He says, "Tzarech laharos es haderech ech nichnasim al atraklin." We need to teach people the way to get into Hashem's palace. Derech Hashar, what's the gate? Hashar hu ha'lokus ha'mezgal ba'olam. The gate to get into real madrigas and avodas Hashem is to know that Hashem is present in everything in this world. Ba'olam b'chol yafil b'hadaru, in all of its beauty, b'chol ruach v'neshama, b'chol chai v'romes, every living creature, b'chol tzemach u'pareach, everything which grows, b'chol goyam amlocha, in every nation, b'yam u'v'galav, in the waves of the ocean and the ocean itself, b'shafirei shachak, in the high heavens, b'hadras ama'oros, and in the celestial stars, b'kishronos kol siach, and every thought, and every speech, b'rayonos kol sofer, every thought, b'dimyonos, every imagination, kol mishayru b'hegyonos kol choshev, every single thought that anybody ever thought of, b'hagashos kol magish b'sa'aris gevur shal kol gibor, everywhere, zeh hashar l'Hashem, tzadikim yavovo. What that means is zeh hashar l'Hashem, that zeh hashar l'Hashem, this gate to Hashem is called zeh. Called Zed Keli Bandehu. You should be able to point to everything in the world and say, there's godliness here, there's godliness there. Called Zed Hashem Hashem. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he prophesies, he said, Zed Hadavar. It should be so clear that everything a person sees, he sees godliness in that thing. So the pasuk says when Mashiach will come, we're going to say, "Hine Elokeinu Zeh, Kivinu Lo Yishayim, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo Nagila Meisvah Chabishu Asa." The word is going to be Zeh, Zeh. Everything where each person looks at is going to see Zeh, 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 Zeh Hashem, Zeh Hashem. That's the gate to get in. And unless a person understands that, he's just beginning his avodas Hashem. Hashem doesn't reveal himself to a person openly unless a person understands with Birur HaEmunah, which we have it now. And we have it better than any generation. Because all the Gaonim and the Rambams and all the Tzaddikim of previous generations, they didn't understand Emunah like we do. Every generation gives to the next generation as Emunah evolves. But it's thanks to Tzaddikim like the Baal Shem Tov and the Gaon and other Tzaddikim of previous generations and their Talmidim that they've taught us this Emunah, which is the light of Mashiach itself, which is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in everything and everywhere, and everything which exists is just a manifestation of His glory. This is the Emunah which we have now. This is the Shlemus HaEmunah. That's what the Pasuk says when it speaks about the third base of Mikdash. It says, Godol Yihiyah Kvayt HaBayis HaZeh Min HaAcharon. That this third base of Mikdash will be greater than the first two base of Mikdash. That's because of the Nisim. Listen to the Lashon of the Pasuk. Godol Yihiyah Kvayt HaBayis HaZeh Min HaAcharon. The third base of Mikdash is called HaBayis HaZeh. It's the base of Mikdash called Zeh. For everywhere which we look, the base of Mikdash will show you that Hashem is in everything. That's why it's greater than the first two. Because the first Beis HaMikdash was only the Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash we see Hashem. And in the second Beis HaMikdash we didn't see Him as much at all because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hiding Himself and going deeper into the world that we should be able to see Him in everything, not just in the Beis HaMikdash itself. And so finally now, the Beis HaMikdash will be a simon to the fact that everywhere which you look, you find the HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Why was the second not
Second Beis HaMikdash was a transition. It was a very transitional time, which is why there was a lot of Rishayim and a lot of difficulties in the second Beis HaMikdash, because it was a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's movement away from the Beis HaMikdash and into the human being himself. It was going into the mensch.
Why did that result in destruction? Why did that result in
because they saw Chitonius. They didn't see the movement inward. They only saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaving. They didn't see where he was going. They didn't see him going in. This is what it's actually fascinating, because the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Asa level with the third Beis HaMikdash, and we'll end with this. We have more to talk about in Mitzvah next time. The Zohar says Bila Hamavis LaNetzach will be the third Beis HaMikdash. That Netzach will swallow up the Mavis. That the Mavis will be swallowed up by the third Beis HaMikdash. The idea behind this is that by the first and second Beis HaMikdash, what led to the destruction was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during the first and second Beis HaMikdash, He wanted to give them the light, which is the light which we have, which is the light of Mashiach. He wanted to give them the Shlemus HaEmunah. But in order to receive that light, the person has to be a keli, he has to be a vessel in order to receive that light. He wanted to give them that light of Emunah. Because they couldn't have the kelim to receive it and cause it to break. The Beis HaMikdash which they built, which is built with an aspect of din, without the Shlemus HaEmunah, and the people themselves, they weren't conditioned in a way that they were able to understand and receive the Emunah which Hashem was giving them in all of its glory. They didn't surrender themselves to the light that Hashem is in everything and is everywhere. They didn't surrender to that. And if you don't surrender to that light, it breaks you. Hashem said, I'm giving it to you because this is the purpose of the world, is to receive that light. If we don't have the kelim, then boom, then done. But we need to bring in the new chapter, which will be better. We need to grow a little more of this tree into producing peiros, which is like Purim is a Russian peiros, the peiros of this tree. The tree is always evolving, the growth of this tree. That's why the pasuk says, in Eicha, when Yirmiyahu describes it, he says, Chadashim labakarim rabba munasecha. And this is part of the Nechama. Chadashim labakarim, Hashem will renew it. There will be a renewal in this prophet. Rabba munasecha, he declares. Yirmiyahu understood. He was the only one who understood. He says, Rabba munasecha, how great is your emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mamash rabba. Rabba munasecha. That's how great your emunah is. But because they didn't receive it, they didn't allow themselves to be swallowed up by that light of emunah. You have to allow yourself to be swallowed up by that light. Hashem's aura of Emunah will swallow a person up in a way which is so beautiful and so pleasing and so perfect. But Bila, that's the pshat, Bila HaMavas LaNetzach. Bila is the Gematria Emunah. the emunah will swallow up the mavet. That's how great the emunah will be, that emunah will be swallowed up by the chayim. That's why the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, in Eicha, when Yirmiyah describes it, he writes, Amarnu bila'anu, we said we would be swallowed up. That's what he says. And he says, this day, which we were longing for, we found it and we saw it. What he means to say is that the day of Mashiach, Hashem gave it to us. He gave us the light at the times of the first and second Beis HaMikdash, but because we didn't receive it, we became destroyed by it. But he says, Matsanu Re'inuhu, we saw it. We mamash saw what we were hoping to see. That's why he calls it Zehayom, this day of Zeh. Zehayom Asa Hashem, like Yilu Mitzvachavu. It's called Zeh, because Zeh means that you look and you see Hashem with your own eyes in everything which you see. So they had it. It was being given to them, but it caused destruction because they couldn't receive it. But this is the Nakuda, and we'll end with this, as to why the Baal Shem Tov says something very puzzling. He says, if you want to know what dvekas is emuna. Funny thing that dvekas is emuna. We only think of emuna as being guidelines that we live by. That there's three terms, yigim yikri emuna, and we live by these principles, by these statutes, but it's nothing more than just a set of rules of what makes a person a yid. Baal Shem Tov doesn't mean just the yigim yikri emuna. Of course he does. But he's referring particularly to the Asa Osa V'yasa L'chol Amasa. A person has to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in everything and is everywhere. And more importantly, he's in myself. In my own Bechira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present. There's not a place in the world where he can't be found. If a person believes that and he has Shlemus Amuna, that's the biggest. It's inside of himself. You connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you're putting Hashem in you. He's manifested himself in a way within us now that he didn't manifest himself in previous generations. So if a person can find the Kodesh Baruch Hu inside of them, so Hashem is saying, Pischi li, achaisi vayasi, open up for me, open up your heart, allow me in. I'm there, but just allow yourself to accept the fact that I'm there. That I'm in the ratzon kol haratzonos. Even in the deepest of all ritzonas of a person, my presence is felt there. When a person believes that Hashem is within every ratzon which exists in this world, that every decision, everything which happens, it all comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Vekas. The depth of emunah. The oimek ha'emunah. This is the real meaning of emunah, what it means, having Vekas with emunah itself. And more to speak about this evolution of emunah, Mirtz Hashem, next week, how it pertains to Shabbos and to Chanukah and Purim in particular, and to other Yom as well, and to Pnimis HaTorah. So we'll get there in Mitzvah Hashem, but Hashem should be mizakas, and we should be able to absorb the light of Emunah, to accept it with love, because the light of Emunah is the light of Mashiach itself. We should be zecha to see that light, to see that zeh, the car of Mehemim.